bring on the air with me right now Wyoming State Senator Fred Baldwin from Senate District 14 with a legislative session update. Good morning, Senator Baldwin.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing okay. Well, you survived 2 days, 3 days, actually, 3 days of the session in Cheyenne. Well, you're off to a start here, huh?
Yep, we're up starting day four.
All right. Well, of course, it is a budget session, Senator, so just wanted to get an update on of course, where things stand there and some other items facing the session. So let's start with the budget. Of course, that's always a huge tackle for you guys every 2 years. Have you had a chance to look at budgets, or where do things currently stand there?
We have not begun looking at the budget. That's scheduled for next week. The only piece of budgetary stuff we looked at so far is the American Relief Plan, or the ARPA funding, the initial funding. We started on that. Other than that, the budget comes up next week.
Okay.
So we've been doing committee bills so far the first 3 days.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I wanted to ask about those ARPA funds, too. What have been the discussions so far on that? Now, those are the federal funds, COVID relief federal funds. Is that correct?
Right. Those are the funds that are specifically for COVID relief, as opposed to the original COVID funds that came out earlier that we dealt with a little bit. These funds have a little bit less strings attached, a little bit more freedom with where we can spend them, but still they do have regulations of where we can spend them. So it's pretty tight. And JAC, Joint Appropriations, worked through those and made recommendations, and now we're voting on those.
Senator Fred Baldwin joining us this morning from Senate District 14 with the legislative update from Cheyenne. Of course, you mentioned in the early stages still looking at committee bills. So what are some of the pieces of legislation that your committee and some of the Senate have worked on right now?
You know, everything from A to Z. My committee, which is the Labor, Health, and Social Services Committee, we had 5 bills out of our joint committee. 3 of them came to the Senate. The other 2 went to the House. The biggest one that we worked on in the Senate, we actually did yesterday morning. We spent 2.5 hours passing that through a committee. It's called the Pharmacy Benefit Managers Amendment Act, a very complex bill, very complex subject. We did pass that out of committee 3-2. It will come to the floor today for introductory reading, or not for introductory, excuse me. It will come for first file reading in the Senate today. It'll bring a lot of argument and a lot of discussion. We'll see how that goes. The other 2 bills coming out of my committee we'll talk about tomorrow morning in committee, but they're fairly easy bills and straightforward. Other than that, we've talked about everything ranging from, buying facilities for state departments rather than leasing them. We've talked about a multitude of things, and we've talked about some of the ARPA funding. Well, and we had something called Senate File 66, which is the ARPA funding. One of the things that I did personally is I tried to put some money back in for suicide hotline funding. That was initially proposed at $7 million. The Appropriations Committee did cut that to 0. I tried to get $3 million back yesterday in a very close vote. That was defeated. We'll be looking at that in a different manner, come at it from a different direction, and try to get some funding back in there next week in the regular budget.
Wyoming State Senator Fred Baldwin joining us this morning with a legislative update. Senator, of course, one of the other issues facing the legislature this year is redistricting. Has that come up, or is that still being discussed in committee?
That was started on the House side, actually, and they worked on that yesterday. I believe it passed introductory vote, and that is now in committee of the whole over there, if I'm not mistaken. But that has to come out of the House side first, and when that comes out, then the Senate will deal with it. But they worked on that. They had a few other issues to work on over in the House that were unexpected, but it'll eventually make its way to the Senate. And of course, that's controversial, and it'll undergo a lot of changes and a lot of iterations, if you will. Everybody wants something different across the state, but in the end, we'll come out with hopefully a good product. Everybody's not going to be happy. Everybody's not going to be totally satisfied, but hopefully it'll be a good product for the citizens.
State Senator Fred Baldwin with that brief legislative update. Senator, thank you for your time this morning. Anything else you'd like to mention while we have you?
No, I'd tell you that yesterday was last day for bill filing. It looks like we've got about 70 to 80 individual bills in the Senate, and we're going to actually do introductory votes on those today. And tomorrow will be the last day for introductory votes. So any bill that doesn't get introduced tomorrow won't get introduced this year. So that's something to look forward to. I'll have more news for you next week.
All right. Sounds good. Senator, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.